You've tuned in to Psychic View with Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you weekly on this station. If you have tuned in on Sunday between 9 a.m. and 10 a.m. Pacific Time, she's available to answer your specific question live on her program. To speak with Mona, please unblock your phone number, focus on your question, and dial 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Mona does her best to get to as many callers as time permits during the broadcast. Since 2002, Mona holds the privileged psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas. She's the creator of the Dice Wisdom app for both iPhone and Android. Just $1.99 for all the questions you can think of right on your phone. Find out more by going to mona.vegas. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View, with your personal intuitive, Mona Van Joseph.
Welcome, everybody, to this broadcast of Psychic View. there's kind of an interesting little thing going on here on Blog Talk. I actually reserved, I think I reserved an hour for my broadcast, but it says that I don't have an hour. That's so weird, and I don't know how to fix it while it's live. So, okay. Well, that kind of messes me up a little bit. So I'm going to go right to area code 708. Hello, 708. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Patty.
Hi, Patty. What's your question?
My question is, my husband has a lawsuit pending, and he's ill. Do you see this coming to conclusion soon?
There needs to, if there is any way at all that you can get any kind of media attention to this, it will, the outcry and public opinion will make this move forward. What it's saying here is that you have a very, very single-minded focus on this, and it's saying that you need to have not only the single-minded focus, but single-minded focus to other entities that could help you promote this or make this bigger and better for you in some way.
Okay.
You see what I mean? It would be like reaching out to people that are acquainted with this case they almost want to see what happens as a result of your case. It's saying here that the hard work is here. You've already done the hard work. Now more people need to know about it.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Thank you, my friend.
All right.
Appreciate the call.
Thank you.
See you later.
Bye.
Okay. I got somebody here from the 347 area code. Let me get them on the air. Hello, 34. Oh, Lincoln. Hold on. My computer's doing some weird stuff today. All right. 347, you're live. Who's this? 347, it's all about you. All right, snooze, lose. All right, going to area code 312. Hello, 312. Who's
Hi,
this?
Mona. Hi, Mona. This is Karen from Chicago.
Hi, Karen. What's your question?
My question is, I'm wondering if you see any type of short getaways or any type of short vacations for me this summer?
Yes. I find that to be kind of an odd question because all you have to do is make time to do it.
Yeah. Yes.
I mean, yes. It's just what it's saying here is that you're the one holding you back from having any time off. So, yeah, you're the one doing it. It's always
okay.
Up to you.
True.
All right, gal pal.
Yeah,
thanks for the call.
Make time for it.
All right, see ya.
Okay, thank you.
Okay,
bye.
All right, so if this broadcast actually ends live, just hang in there, and I will see if I can get to your calls. It's just really weird how that happens. So I've got area code 402 on the air. Hello, 402. Who's this?
Hi, this is Diane. Thank you for taking my call today.
Sure. What's your question?
Well, I was wondering if you saw my romantic relationship going long-term. I'm seeing a really great guy right now and just wondered if I might need to marriage or otherwise live in together.
How long have you been dating?
A little over a year now. Year to year.
Okay. Really like the guy. Really like the relationship. Really want you to not put the M word in the vibration.
Okay. Why is
and
that?
Now,
for...
here's why. Okay.
Okay.
You can have this relationship to be in your life forever, for the rest of your life, if you want it. All right?
Okay.
But you got to take the M word out of your vibration, because as soon as you take the M word out of your vibration, then that will probably happen.
Oh, that might happen. We might get married once I'm not thinking about it, or I don't talk about it.
Okay, but he feels it. I mean, I'm sorry. Okay, here's the thing, is you got to get to the point of looking at him like this. You are an amazing guy. This is your vibe. You don't say it to him, although you might after a couple, you know, martinis, but you don't have to say this to him. What you say, what you think in your mind is you're a great guy, and no matter what, I am going to enjoy you for whatever time we have together.
Okay.
Now, when you go into that vibe and you stay in the moment and you're having a great time and you're not thinking about the future, then you're probably going to get married. It's when you start making the relationship a goal instead of an experience.
Okay.
That's when things get a little dicey.
Yeah, I guess I'm not sure how to get out of that mindset, but maybe meditation will help.
No, just when you find yourself going into, well, how come he hasn't brought up the future, go into, I'm enjoying this relationship now.
Okay.
That's all you have to do. I'm enjoying this relationship now. Because when you can go into that vibe, what happens is that you end up, you actually end up with a really quality relationship.
Okay, that makes sense if we just stay in the moment with it.
Well, and I'm just, what I'm trying to tell you is that you know, you are the one that wants structure and definition. And I'm telling you, you can't put him into structure and definition right now.
Okay, that makes sense.
Okay, so
all you
have to do is go, I'm enjoying this relationship now.
Okay.
All right, gal pal, thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Okay, all right, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 205 area code. Hello, 205, who's this?
Hi, Mona, this is Sean.
Hi, Sean, what's your question?
I got sort of a difficult question. My question is, my daughter had a teenage pregnancy she delivered on last week, and her school said they had to report her pregnancy to Child Protective Services. And I want to know, the worker did come out and do a home visit last Tuesday before the baby was released from the hospital. I want to know, what do you see surrounding this or involved in this situation?
Okay, this is a okay, you're right. Because what the cards are saying here is that your daughter has to show that she's responsible enough to take care of the child. That's the first thing. The second thing is, where's the dad? Because I'm sitting here looking at the card that represents the dad, and that would be the guy that I would be more worried about, not your daughter.
The guy I should be more worried about, not my daughter?
No. What I'm trying to say is that the father of the child, I'm more worried about him than I'm worried about your daughter.
Okay, my daughter has been revealed who the father of the child is. That's why the school called Child Protective Services.
That's the issue.
That it was an older guy.
Yeah, that's the issue here. As a matter of fact, what I'm seeing is that this... Gosh, I wish I had more time with you. And like I said, I mistakenly scheduled my broadcast only for 15 minutes this morning. What it's saying is that if she reveals this guy, he could go to jail. That's where the core issue is here. So in a way, Child Protective Services is probably going to be the biggest favor that ever happens to your daughter, because she can find a way to confidentially say who it is to, not you, to maybe somebody connected with Child Protective Services, and that this predator that goes after teenage girls can get caught.
Okay, so you don't see them closing up the case they have with the visitations.
Well, no, your
daughter.
No, your daughter is going to be fine, but she's got to find a way at some point to tell whoever that can make a difference who the father of the child is. So the daughter's going to be fine. Your grandbaby's going to be fine. I'm more worried about this man. I'm worried about this man. Because I think he's a bit older.
My main concern is that this worker, she's a pain in the butt, and she just do off the wall things. We've already did a police. She's already done a police report and had my daughter interviewed by forensics. And all of a sudden, when it was time for her to be discharged from the hospital last week, she kind of like, well, I got to do a home visit. She came out and said, okay, well, I'm releasing the baby with you. And I just, you know, I guess I just have nervous energy surrounding all of this because she had a teacher that, you know, pretended that everything was okay with her and the teacher. And I feel that this teacher did the calling, and it just, you know, I have other kids, and now it's just, you know, upsetting the whole family.
Yeah, well, you're right to be worried. I'm just telling you. And I would pursue this with the mother's instinct if I were you.
Okay, I have a right to be worried about.
Yes. You have a right to be worried about the
baby dating.
You gotta, yeah, I'm sorry, and I gotta go. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View. Mona records this broadcast live each Sunday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time. The call-in number for the live recording of Psychic View is 347-850-1494. Follow Psychic View or The Mystic Mona on Twitter and Mystic Mona on Facebook for special broadcasts and announcements. Mona's app, Dice Wisdom, is available for iPhone and Android. Only $1.99 for all the questions you can think of right on your phone. Go to dicewisdom.com. Questions answered by Mona on this program are not a substitute for professional medical, legal, psychological, marital, or financial advice. Psychic View is presented for your entertainment and consideration. Mona is available for phone and in-person sessions in Las Vegas by appointment. Mona's website is mona.vegas, or you can contact her by dialing 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Thank you for tuning in today, and remember, Psychic View, because awareness in the present moment is the gift.